You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Germany has expressed relief after Italian police confirmed that they shot dead the man believed to be responsible for this week's Berlin Christmas market truck attack, which left 12 people dead and 49 injured. Officials said the shooting happened when the suspect pulled a gun on them during a routine check in the early hours on Friday. The suspect, 24-year-old Tunisian Anis Amri, travelled to Italy from France, triggering a Europe-wide manhunt and criticism from Eurosceptics over Europe's open-border Schengen Pact. Stefan Boss reports.
The Islamic State group acknowledged on Friday that a suspected Berlin Christmas market attacker, Anis Amri, was shot dead in a police shootout overnight in Milan. It said that Amri, who was 24, carried out the rampage, which involved driving a truck deliberately into a crowd, killing 12 people and injuring nearly 50 more. The group's news agency posted the video of Amri pledging allegiance to Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi and calling for supporters of the militant group to take revenge of what he called crusader pigs bombing Muslims. An Italian police chief said his man had no idea they might be dealing with Amri when they approached him at around 3 a.m. local time outside a station in Sestovan Giovanni, a suburb of the northern city of Milan. Italy's Interior Minister Marco Minniti confirmed that police later discovered they had killed one of Europe's most wanted men. Minister Minniti tells reporters after an investigation it was found that the person who was killed, without a shadow of a doubt, was Anis Amri, the presumed suspect in the Berlin lorry attack. Police said he was killed after taking out a pistol and opening fire. He injured one of the police officers, who is recovering in hospital. Germany's Interior Minister Thomas de Maizière, who spoke with his Italian counterpart, expressed relief that the attacker was no longer a threat.
Ich bedanke mich besonders bei den beiden Polizisten.
The German minister says, I would like to especially thank these two police officers who during this night, just as my Italian colleagues have confirmed, worked excellently and were particularly brave. One of the police officers was injured very minorly. I am very relieved that no more danger will come from this attack. He cautioned, however, that a terror threat remains high in Germany and security won't be scaled down. Islamic State has warned of more attacks in Germany and other European nations. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.